Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
That's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And again, welcome to you. You can find us here at BBS Radio every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and also Anchor FM, iTunes, amongst so many more. If you would like to amplify your influence with worldwide media exposure and be heard on over hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations, be our featured guest, and all you have to do is text the word guest to 91096, and you'll receive a link to our guest questionnaire and also get a free copy of our Secrets to Interview Riches. So, yes. Welcome, everybody. So, listen, April, who's up today, yeah?
Well, actually, we're welcoming back Edward J. Evers. You are going to love him if you haven't heard him before. He's only 87 years young, and he is an encyclopedia of information. He's done several hundreds of hours of past life regression. Edward died and started toward the light at the age of 19, and he's been exterior of his body three times. Edward spent 15 years in Scientology and was a research and development electronics engineer on the Minuteman Missile Project and the Apollo spacecraft project. Edward Evers is the author of The Truth Shall Set You Free and My Journey Beyond the Bizarre. And let me tell you something, he has some bizarre, crazy stories.
All right, let's welcome Bizarre Edward Evers to the show. Edward, my friend, how are you?
I'm good.
We're covering a whole interesting spectrum of questions today, Jay. They're going to be all over the board. So there's no rhyme or reason to today's questions.
So let's just roll with them, right? Yeah, I want to get in, you know, because you've already set them up really good here. So let's talk about your past lifetimes. Have you seen any of, I mean, for the audience who hasn't got to see it, I know we probably covered some of this in the first time you were on, but have you seen any of your past lifetimes, Edward?
Definitely have, yes.
And which ones stand out to you the most?
Oh,
or if there's one that stands out to you the most.
The one that I spent living in the era of Jesus was probably the most profound. But I've had others that have affected me almost as much as what happened back then.
How many past lives do you think you've had?
Oh, beyond count.
Is that normal for the average person? I mean, does the average person have hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of past lives?
If we're talking about the average person, I would say tens of thousands.
No, that's kidding, a lot.
Huh? Wow.
And yeah. And what about for the advanced soul like yourself? How many do you think you've had?
Oh, golly. I've never, ever looked at that to even think about it.
You know, Edward, what do you think about these people? And you hear it a lot. I hear it a lot, anyway. Okay, this is my last lifetime here. How do they know that this is their last lifetime here? Do they really even know?
Are they wishing that it's their last lifetime?
I'm probably wishing. Yeah, I know when my lifetime is over this time, I'm going to travel. First, I'm going to watch over my kids and grandkids to make sure they're okay.
Aww.
And then I'm going to travel all over the place. The way you travel when you're a spirit is just wish to be somewhere or with someone. You don't even have to know where they are. Just wish to be with them and whoosh, you're there.
So,
and it's a lot of fun.
So let me dissect that for a second. So now you are somewhere on the other side, but you wish to be with your children that are here alive. So how does that
become fun?
Yeah. Well, no, that would be fun. But how do you actually do that?
You wish to be with them. That's all you have to do. And the thing of it is, when you're around them, you can hear them and you can see them. I don't know what other senses work because I wasn't exterior long enough to do any experimenting. But I know you can see and you can hear. Some spirits, if they're powerful enough, they could probably make noises, scare the heck out of you. That's been known to be true. The only question I have about past lives is, people, when they go to the light, you've probably talked to a few people that have gone to the light and come back.
Yeah. One or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they say, well, I saw my grandma and grandpa and aunt and uncle and blah, blah, blah. If they didn't have their memories with them, they wouldn't be able to recognize these people.
That's the only
problem I have with this, and the only answer I've never been able to come up with, and please, somebody, if you know, tell me, that is, when you go to the light and you see your grandfather, but he's moved on into another lifetime, into being born into a baby and growing up, starting a new lifetime. How can he be at the light and be in that newborn child at the same time?
How can he
be? Right, so are you saying, because I've always wondered this too, can someone be reincarnated on Earth but still be on the other side at the same time? Is that what you're asking?
That's my question.
I have that same question too. I've always wondered that. Yeah.
So is the possibility? Yeah. Okay, let me say this to both of you, and let's just—I'm not asking rhetorically. I'm really asking. So does the possibility exist that
you can be in both places?
Yeah,
at the
we
same
all just
time?
Have an energy, and parts of our energy are here, parts of our energy are there, and we just—we're just not maybe in human form. We're not acknowledging that it's all over the place, but maybe that's what it is. Could that be?
All I know is when God created us, I think he took a little piece of himself and made each one of us. That's my theory, like an amoeba splits.
So you think
that's
we're
interesting.
Amoeba splits. So yeah. You think we were maybe a science project?
We were created in his image. Well, that's not a physical image, it's spiritual image.
So the Bible
tells us all through the whole Bible, ask and you shall receive. If you don't have a seed of doubt, you can move mountains to the sea.
Amen.
Those are clues, my friends. Those are clues.
So do you
are
think,
you are powerful. God is within you.
Do you think this God entity is one entity or a compilation of a bunch of energies or entities?
They're both. God is an entity, still is, and he's created all of us spirits, and we are a part of God.
Where do you think the conscious mind is stored?
In cyberspace. Along with the iCloud.
Oh, God. So it's like an iCloud thing? You know, maybe
it's like a conscious iCloud?
Like a conscious iCloud?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, huh?
I know, because you can reach out and grab something out of your memories, your mind, and look at it, use it to do whatever you want to do as a reference, or you can look at pictures of your past for pleasure. But changing your mind, I don't know if that's possible.
Hey, I got something for you. Okay, tell me what you think about walk-ins, and can you explain this phenomenon to our audience?
It's the same thing as sudden infant death. There, just on the last episode of American Ninja Warrior. There's a young man, I think he's in his early 20s, and they tell a story about him each time before they compete. Anyway, his story was that he went into a coma for like, I think he said 3 months. And when he come out of the coma, he couldn't eat, he couldn't talk, he couldn't walk. He didn't recognize anybody. That's the walk-in. He, when he got injured and put into the coma, gave up and aborted his body. He left. Another spirit came down from the light and was supposed to go into a baby body, but got into this guy's body by some dumb mistake.
Oh. Okay, hold that thought. I want to continue with this. This is getting fascinating. We got to get a word from our sponsor, everybody. Hang tight. More about walk-ins and going the dumb guy that went into the wrong body. Right?
Yeah, he took a detour.
Yep, all right. Well, hang tight. We'll find out about that detour when we get back.
Herb Sennett is a retired college professor and retired Army Reserve chaplain. He recently authored The Reluctant General, a novel about ancient Israel. The story is about Deborah and Barak from the biblical book of Judges and describes amazing courage and fortitude almost beyond human comprehension. A modern retelling of the old story, Herb Sennett brings to life the people of 1150 BC in such a way that their hopes, dreams, struggles, pain, and suffering help us face our own problems in the light of God's willingness to help his people whenever they are threatened with extinction. The Reluctant General tells a story behind the Jewish people's struggle to live free of oppression and fear through their faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Get your copy of The Reluctant General, a novel about ancient Israel today, available through Amazon.com. Internationally known eternal life coach, Brian Arnold was a professionally trained card shark who made over $4 million by age 24. He also became suicidal. He was seconds away from pulling the trigger when divine intervention stepped in. He had a powerful spiritual experience and was instantly delivered from his darkness and found his purpose for living. Brian has spent over 45 years helping tens of thousands of people battling depression, addictions, and suicidal thoughts, getting control and their lives back and turn their mess into a message of hope and inspiration. Brian Arnold created the Miracle Working Card A Day Mental Health Nutrition Strategy. Cleanse your thoughts and renew your mind to a higher, better life. Get a free set of 26 Miracle Working Cards today. Go to www.kingdomproblemsolvers.com. That's kingdomproblemsolvers.com. Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much. Mm. Thank you so much. We are with Mr. Edward J. Evers. So Edward, where we were leaving off before we ran into a break, we were talking about walk-ins.
About walk-ins?
Yeah, we were talking about walk-ins.
And the dumb guy that took the detour. Yeah.
So the guy was supposed to get into, I want to make sure I'm saying
this right. You're talking a little too fast for me, April.
Sorry.
You got to remember, I'm an old geezer.
Nah, you're a spring young chicken.
87 years young is what she said. So the guy comes in from, the spirit comes in to an infant who's in a coma, but then instead of going in the infant, he goes into somebody else?
That's right. He goes into somebody that aborted their body and left it empty.
Well, why not just let the aborted body go on to the next phase of its life. Why? What's the point of the walk-in? Why is that necessary?
The point is the poor spirit that was probably not too intelligent and who probably wasn't good at fighting for the rights of entering a new baby body, because sometimes you do have to fight for the right, because there are others maybe wanting that same baby body.
So how does that work?
And this guy just, you know, he makes a mistake. There's a lot of mistakes made. I mean, this all ties in with homosexuals. It ties in with the sudden infant death.
How does it tie in with homosexuals?
I have been born a male every time for probably the last 10 lifetimes. I've gotten used to it. I like it. I wouldn't want to be a woman yet, or again, whatever the case may be. So I lose my train of thought so easy nowadays.
That's okay. So how do you think that it would tie into
Let's take sudden infant death first.
Okay.
My older brother was born 1924. My sister was born in 1930. She died of sudden infant death. I was born in 1932. I chose the mother that I had for this lifetime. You have that choice.
You do have
anyway,
that choice.
Anyway, this baby girl had been born a man for 9 or 10 times before. And when this baby girl found out she was a girl, she got ticked off and aborted the body. And the body dies.
Oh, that's an interesting theory.
And this you're referring to as your sister?
It was me.
Oh, you were the baby.
That was one of my lifetimes.
Got it. So you were the baby girl, and you were not really keen on being a baby girl, and said, it's not my time to be a baby girl, so you left.
That's right.
And said, let's go through the drawing again. Now what's that process when you leave, now and circle back or recycle back? Do you get to kind of go again, or what's that look like?
Yeah, you're going to relive your lifetimes over and over again, you know, not the same one, but you've had previous lifetimes, you're going to have future lifetimes until we break the chain.
So when you say that you were ticked off and you left, are you implying that any spirit that comes in, once they get into that physical form of whatever body that is, that they can actually make a decision, say, I don't like this, and they can make that decision themselves and just go back? There's no...
Absolutely.
And then so when they go back, what is, you know, whatever they believe in or whoever does this, St. Peter or, you know, the Holy Gates, whatever. I mean, what do they say? Yeah. They're like, why are you back? Or what do they say to them?
You can do an infinite number of things. You can go travel. You can go to a park, lay down in the green grass and sleep for a couple years. You can do whatever you want to do. You are all powerful. You just don't know it. And you don't know how to use it.
Now, how does that tie into if someone is gay?
Yeah. That's the person who is born a girl when wanted to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it the other way. It's easier for me to explain.
Okay.
It's for a baby boy that gets born, and a spirit that was a female for 10 lifetimes comes in and accidentally gets born into that baby boy's body. And when they grow up, depending upon how they're treated in the family, there's a lot of things that depend on it. Their strength, their conviction to being a boy instead of a girl or vice versa. Well, when they grow up, a lot of these feelings come to the surface. And a girl who's always wanted to play football, always wanted to be the man of the house, turns into a lesbian.
Because she has a lot of the male energy.
And she plays softball.
That's right.
Or volleyball.
Yeah.
So
and vice versa.
I'm going to ask you, you can think about this on the break then. So are you saying that people are actually born gay and they don't, it's not a social construct? I'll hold that thought and you can answer that when we get back from the break.
Okay.
Warning, radical new information about the death of Jesus told by a present-day eyewitness. So bizarre, it may be very difficult to find agreement with, but in hopes will stir your curiosity and cause you to embark upon your own journey. My Journey Beyond the Bizarre by Apollo spacecraft engineer Edward J. Evers tells what really happened to Jesus in his last hours here on Earth. How? Because Edward J. Evers was there in a past life. Discover statements never spoke before now, plus the workings of your conscious and subconscious minds, past lives, you as a spirit, UFOs, and so much more. Get your copy of My Journey Beyond the Bizarre by Edward J. Evers at www.ejevers.com. Again, that's EJEVERS.com. Internationally known eternal life coach, Brian Arnold was a professionally trained card shark who made over $4 million by age 24. He also became suicidal. He was seconds away from pulling the trigger when divine intervention stepped in. He had a powerful spiritual experience and was instantly delivered from his darkness and found his purpose for living. Brian has spent over 45 years helping tens of thousands of people battling depression, addictions, and suicidal thoughts, getting control and their lives back, and turn their mess into a message of hope and inspiration. Brian Arnold created the Miracle Working Card a Day Mental Health Nutrition Strategy. Cleanse your thoughts and renew your mind to a higher, better life. Get a free set of 26 Miracle Working Cards today. Go to www.kingdomproblemsolvers.com. That's kingdomproblemsolvers.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much. We are with Mr. Edward J. Evers, and we are talking about spirits that come in and accidentally, Edward, become gays and lesbians. Is that what we're talking? Like, so a female or male energy can accidentally get into the wrong, well, from their perspective, the wrong physical form?
Yeah, that's about it.
So they don't make it. So when people say, well, people made a choice to be gay or lesbian, they don't really, when they do that at that moment, is that a true statement that they actually did make a choice? Should they choose to stay?
Their feelings, their gut feelings and kind of gut memories are coercing them into becoming something other than what they are. In other words, there's a force behind it.
So that also explains transgender.
Yes.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, it's just another solution to their problem. Their problem is they got in the wrong body.
So, for example, if they're a female or male energy that went into the reverse physical body, if you would,
by accident,
but they choose that they enjoy it, then does that mean that they actually made the right choice then, right? For that,
well, they changed their opinion.
Oh, okay.
They just changed their opinion, so everything worked out well for them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it does, and
sometimes it works.
Sometimes
so they're good with where they're at, and that's good. Yeah. So yeah, all right, right on, everybody on that one.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on Alzheimer's?
They're.
Well, I want to ask about the transgender real quick.
Okay.
They're called bisexual.
Oh, right.
So the transgender or someone that has identity, let's call it whatever you want to call it, identity crisis, transgender, whatever. So what's that? Where's that person? Are they like, maybe I like this, maybe I don't like this, or I'll just kind of, you know, they don't really know, or do they know instinctively when they've entered that body that what's going to happen for them?
Yeah. I don't think they realize what they're getting into. I think it's all just one big, well, I'd say the first mistake that God ever made. How's that?
You say the first mistake that God ever made. How's that? And are you referring to?
Yeah, to accidentally getting in the wrong body.
However,
that's a mistake. It's a foul up.
Only if the person thinks it's a foul up, though, right? So right. if they think that, oh, this is pretty cool, I'm a female.
You're getting deeper than I've ever gone.
Yeah, we can write a book.
Welcome to Spiritually Raw,
man.
You guys are good.
Well, so what I'm saying, though, is that, you know, instead of a mistake, you know, if they
maybe it wasn't that
female energy likes being in that male body, and that male energy likes being in that female body.
You know, I never looked at it from that viewpoint.
I mean, I think that could be a pretty good thing for them.
Maybe that spirit said, you know what, I'm going to try this out because it's not going to be an easy journey. And maybe they wanted to try it, you know, do it for the journey.
Or like they could be a male or a female and be like, oh, what the hell? This kind of, this feels interesting. Oh my God, what do I do with this?
You're giving the human spirit credit that I can't quite reach that far to think that they would be that intelligent when they're out of their bodies.
Yeah, you never know, Ed. You never know.
So what's your theory on Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's?
Yes.
My theory, and it is a theory, is premature erasing your memories, getting you ready for your next lifetime.
I thought that. I've always thought that.
All right.
You know what my theory is?
What?
I've always thought people that get Alzheimer's fear death. And it's easier for them to make a transition if they lose their memory, they lose their mind, and they don't, you know, they don't really know what's going on.
You think that's what it is? You think that's what it is too?
That would be on a subconscious level.
That would be on a subconscious level.
So is that right or wrong, Edward?
You're neither right nor wrong because I don't know the answer to that.
So maybe they want to get rid of their memories to get rid of the pain of not being able to connect with their loved ones on a day-to-day basis? Could that be?
Yeah, could be.
God, there's so many reasons for this. So fascinating, is it?
What was Edward's reason?
They smoke too much pot.
I don't think Edward said that.
Comedy hour.
Hey, they liked it. Someone's got to laugh, man. You know, so.
So I here's another one, Edward. You say that you know a way that you can get kids, your children, to get straight A's, and also remember study data. How so? What's your secret sauce?
Well, L. Ron Hubbard come out with it, and it's the bypassed word.
What's that mean?
If you're ever reading something kind of technical and you come to a point where you yawn and kind of fog off and you look back and you don't remember reading that paragraph at all.
Yeah.
Well, right in the front of that paragraph, somewhere in a sentence or two, there's a word you didn't understand and you just went past it.
Okay.
Now, the human being cannot pull two different pictures out of his mind or her mind at the same time. So now what you've done is you've pulled up a picture of a word you didn't understand. It's stuck in your mind whether you know it or not. And so now you're trying to pick up another picture, such as reading the rest of the book or whatever, and you can't do it. You your eyes go wobbly, you get foggy, and it's because you passed that word you didn't understand. You keep an American Heritage Dictionary, eighth grade level, with you all the time. Anytime you're doing that, you look that word up. The minute you yawn, you go back and find that word.
And then once you find the word is when you're going to be able to memorize it?
Yeah, because apparently you're training your brain.
That makes sense. That's a good idea.
Once you find, you can go back in high school and look up words back in high school. And when you look them up, all the information you learned back then will come back to you.
All right, hold that thought, Ed. We got to take a break and a word from our sponsor. But when we come back, Ed, we want to learn more about what causes the colds and flus and climate change. Get excellent insight and spiritually motivating teachers with Frank DeVersa, the number one international best-selling author, Spiritually Raw in the 21st Century. Frank DeVersa was an agnostic for 20 years and has been on a spiritual journey ever since incurring a serious illness in 1997. The illness inspired him to renew his faith in God and view spirituality and life in a more enlightened way. Spirituality in the 21st century will expand one's perspective and horizons to cultivate positive human qualities such as tolerance, generosity, and love. To get your copy of Spirituality in the 21st Century by Frank DeVersa, go to www.frankdeversa.org. That's www.frankdeversa.org. Go where no mind has gone before with Michael Telstar. Michael Telstar is a master remote viewer and holds 7 world records in escapology. Learn to remote view and become the ultimate psychic detective. Find lost objects, locate treasure, and missing persons. Master of mentalism, Michael Telstar is making a special appearance at the Mega UFO Conference February 15th to the 22nd at the Aquarius Resort in Laughlin, Nevada. Join him as he amazes you with his entertaining demos to bend metal, levitate objects, and so much more. Michael Telstar is available for events and seminars on remote viewing, out-of-body adventures, and lucid dreaming. Connect with Michael Telstar at 437-234-7713 or MichaelTelstar.com. That's Michael, TelStarr.com. All right, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much, Mr. Edward J. Evers. It's time to talk about what causes the common cold and the flu. So what do you say there, my good friend?
Can I tell you a confession first?
Yeah. Nobody's listening.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, last night I was sitting and thinking about the show, and I made the postulate that I was going to get the full show. Sorry about that. I hope I didn't hurt anybody in the interim.
Well, you did get the full show.
Yeah, that's good, man. Well, you know what? You got a lot of stuff that people want to hear, you know?
Yeah.
You got a lot of good stuff. A lot of wisdom comes from you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so colds and flus.
Colds and flus.
What causes them, those little nasty things?
Well, I don't know everything that causes them, but I know the main cause.
Okay.
And the main cause is losses, losses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as in?
And your subconscious mind kicks in and lowers your resistance. It takes anywhere from an hour to 3 days for the subconscious mind to really kick in and bring your resistance down low enough for you to catch a bug. Bugs are around us 24 hours a day. Why don't we catch them? Well, because our resistance is up. What makes your resistance go down? And there's not a doctor living that knows, but I know.
What is
it? It's because of losses.
Losses? You mean now, if you want to
test this and you've got a young child, just take away their favorite toy and pretend to give it away. And be prepared within 3 days to take your kid to urgent care.
How the hell do you discipline a kid like that? That kind of thing, that's horrible. I mean, I'm going to take away your toy, but I'm going to take you to the doctor, and I'm going to feel like an ass because I took away your toy.
And then you're going to need a shot.
And I'm going to need, then I got to get you shot, well, and then you'll feel like an
you
ass.
You pretend to take away their toy, that gives them the loss.
Oh, and then that when they get the loss of resistance, meaning physical health resistance,
that's
yeah?
right. Oh. Their physical resistance goes down. Kids, when they go to school for the first day, most of them within a week are catching colds and runny noses.
That's for sure.
Because they left their mother and their free time. And that was a loss.
I got it. So that was your loss. Listen, we got a lot to talk about here. You got something?
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on the coronavirus? Is that, did I even pronounce it right? Coronavirus?
Corona, like the beer.
Coronavirus.
Just think beer. Corona beer. Yeah.
Oh, there are bugs out there. Believe me. Yes.
Well, do you think that this one that's plaguing China right now?
Well, I told you in the beginning, it's not just losses that cause it, but that's the main cause.
Do you think it was man-made? Do you think that these viruses are man-made? Lab created?
I absolutely think the Chinese made it, yes.
Wow.
And what do you think
It began in one of their labs up in northern China.
What were they hoping to gain?
They have control over the people like that.
Are they just trying to kill off the population?
It's a neat thing, though, isn't it? It's like, you know, okay, I'll make you sick. It's like, I don't even know what the term is for that, but you make someone sick purposely.
Narcissist?
And then you rescue them. What was that? You know what I mean? Then you rescue
I call it third world stupidity.
Right, what you said. So, you know, there you go. But Al Gore and climate change. Let's go to that one, right? Al Gore and climate change for $100. So what do you say about that one?
This goes back to the Bible. Ask and you shall receive. The Dakota Sioux Indians, who I am a honorary member of.
Not like Elizabeth Warren, honorary member, right?
No,
I mean, you're real.
No.
Okay.
No, my dad died when I just before I turned four.
I'm just making sure.
And my mom pawned me off to this Dakota Sioux Indian tribe.
All right.
To babysit me for pennies a day.
Okay. All right. You know, you have to do those since we do have a show here. You know, so that's all right.
Okay.
All right, my friend. All right, back to you. Back to you about Al Gore.
Ask me the question. Oh, Al Gore. Yeah.
Al Gore
and climate change.
He came out and made the statement with authority that we're having global warming. 80 million people agreed. Agreements are postulates. Postulates are knowing that something is going to happen, therefore creating it. That's the God power within you. Ask and you shall receive without a seed of doubt, all that good stuff. Who was the most...
Wait a minute, I have a question for you. So
okay.
are you saying climate change is BS, or are you saying that there is something to climate change?
I'm saying that people change the climate. The Dakota Sioux Indians used to do a rain dance. It wasn't the rain dance that caused the rain. It was the whole tribe crowded around chanting in agreement that they could cause the rain.
So you're saying people have caused climate change.
As in their energy.
People cause climate change. Thank you, April.
As in their energy.
Perfect sense.
Give April a round of applause, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
That's why. Are we pausing?
No. We're good. But we are actually about running out of time here, Edward J. Evers. Can you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, my friend, and where they can buy a copy of your book?
You can go to Amazon Kindle and order it through them under my name and the name of the books, or you can go to ejevers.com. Click on Welcome to the Truth.
ejevers.com. Click on Welcome to the Truth. Edward, it's been a privilege and a pleasure. Thank you very much for being on with us. And we most certainly enjoyed it. And I hope everybody did on our their end too. Yeah.
He's actually going to come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're going to come back. So don't forget that. All right. They love you. They love you. All right. Right on.
We're going to be covering Scientology.
All right. Cool. All right. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You know, come back again, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? Do we really exist? Is life but a flame? A star burning out. And I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel the ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. Look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways? And I see stars came out for me. Will they move tonight and prove that